Daily Bread by Rita Morrow. When I go to church on Sunday morning, I look forward to spending time with my Bible study group and also with the rest of my church family. I learn from the Bible studies that we do, and I learn from the weekly sermons. A lot of study and preparation goes into the teaching that we receive. I feel very blessed to have wonderful teachers and leaders that put in all of that hard work to teach us what God wants us to know. We have weekly bulletins to help guide us and to take notes. We can even do it right on our church app, right on our cell phone, which is very convenient. We carry our phones right in our back pocket anyway, where we can have access to it through the week. Very handy when we're sharing God's word with others. We can give them a taste of what church is about and invite them to come. For me, staying committed to a physical church family has made all the difference in the world. I've learned how important it is to have people in your life that can help guide you spiritually. I've learned that everyone is not the same. Every one of us can be at a different level in our spiritual growth. God takes us where we're at, and He puts people in place to instruct us and guide us. A lot of people work on the weekends, so going to a physical church may not be possible. That's okay. You can definitely catch church online, and there are so many Bible study groups available that can fit your schedule. For my particular schedule, the best group time for me is on Sunday mornings. But I have to say, if I don't stay connected in some way with God's Word through the week, it's hard to retain what I've learned. Even with daily studying, retaining things can be difficult. I have to practice and make things a routine, which helps me to keep learning and growing. Reading scripture each morning prepares me for the day ahead. God gives me the confidence I need to be able to share Him with others. Matthew 18:20, English Standard Version. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Romans 8:6-8, English Standard Version. For to set the mind on flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Have a blessed day.